That was the song Tidal Pool, and it's one of the songs featured in the new Mirvish production Fisherman's Friends. The song was written and performed by actor and singer, and so much more, as you will find out, Parisa Shamir, who plays the role of Alwyn in the story. Parisa joins us this morning for a live chat. Good morning, Parisa.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
We're well. Thank you so much for getting up early, because I know you had a show last night, correct?
Yeah, it's my pleasure. No worries.
Great. So first of all, mega congrats on a simply outstanding performance. My co-host Jean Stilwell, who is sadly under the weather, and I were both able to actually see it this past Sunday. And I have to tell you, we were blown away by the production and in particular by your sensational portrayal of Alwyn. Could you tell us a bit more about Alwyn? Who is Alwyn?
First of all, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really glad that you enjoyed the show. Yeah, so my character, Alwyn, she is a daughter of one of the fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a singer-songwriter. She lives in the village. She plays music for the people in the pub. And her journey in the story is when this A&R representative comes to try and rally the band together to get them signed.
Mm-hmm.
Her and him have a bit of a side plot that that carries throughout the show, and it's kind of about her journey from I suppose having the courage to kind of step out of her comfort zone and let somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
As you kind of get from the song The Tidal Pool, her mother left her when she was a child, and so she kind of has her walls up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is kind of her navigating through that whilst everything else goes on, and her relationship with her father and many things.
Of course. I love how you refer to her relationship with the A&R man as a side plot. That's a new one. It's great. Now, the song that you sang is absolutely magnificent. And could you tell our listeners, please, how did you come to compose the song for the musical? Because I understand it was obviously not part of the original, but then enter Parisa Shamir.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a story that still to this day I'm a bit confused as to how it all happened, but I'm very grateful.
So are we.
We developed the first version of the show in October 2021.
Mm-hmm.
In Cornwall in the UK. And there was a scene in the show, which is still in the show, but it's been rewritten now, where Alwyn and Danny are talking and he has the tape of the tidal pool that Alwyn's grandmother has given to him because
right.
She wants to get Alwyn signed. And he's kind of teasing her and he's asking, how does the song go? How does the song go? And she's like, shut up, I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
But she ended up singing one line of the song. And as the actor, I got to decide how that went. And one of my friends in the band said to me, she was helping me figure out, you know, a good melody. And she said, well, you're a songwriter. Why don't you write the whole song?
Bit pressure there.
And a little bit, yeah. But I was up for the challenge. So I had a few hours in a rehearsal one day when I wasn't being used. And it kind of just came, which happens sometimes when I write music. And it's very serendipitous.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about writing music.
Well, the muse spoke to you.
I wrote the song. Sorry?
Oh, I said the muse spoke to you.
No, it absolutely did. It absolutely did. And there is something about creativity that is like that. And so the song was written and I played it to a friend. We actually went to visit Port Isaac, which is where the show is set, in
mm-hmm.
Cornwall. And there was a cave down by the breakwaters that we went into, and I had my guitar with me and he filmed me playing some of the song.
Wow.
Which ended up on a WhatsApp group that our director was a part of. He heard it and then asked if he could play it to the rest of the team after we'd finished our production development run in 2021, and sent me a text and said, I think this is brilliant. Would you mind if we tried to find a place for it in the show? And I was like, please.
Well,
and here we are now. So.
That's just fantastic. What attracted you to the role of Alwyn? I mean, from my standpoint, she's a fairly complex character. There's a lot going on in her.
Yeah, there really is. Our writer, Amanda Whittington, is an incredible writer and writes these amazing complex characters, which is such a joy to get to portray every night. And it keeps it interesting as well, because we're doing the show for a long time. And so it's really nice. You find new things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's really, you don't always get this luxury as an actor, but I really do have an affinity with this character. I feel like I understand how she feels. We mm-hmm. both write music.
Mm-hmm.
There were certain things which I just felt like I understood her a little bit.
Well, it comes across so incredibly well.
Thank you so much. I feel really lucky. This whole job actually does feel very serendipitous, very meant to be in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really special.
My co-host Jean had an excellent question to ask you, so I'm going to give it to you now, because I want to know, did you actually ever at any point in time meet the original fishermen, and what was that like?
We did. So I've met them a few times now, actually. The first time was in Port Isaac, where this whole story originated, and me and the original cast went down one day when we were performing in Truro, and we met them in the actual pub with real pints of tribute, and we sang together.
Wow.
And it was one of the most magical experiences. And since then, we've done that a few times. They came to see our first preview, which is about 3 weeks ago now,
mm-hmm.
Which was really nice to see them again all the way over here. And we also had a little sing-song after the show, after a few pints.
Oh, I bet. Jean and I actually had a chance to meet them as well, and they are, they're not that rough and tumble. They were very eloquent and lovely, and they told us that after opening night, you all went out and had a little sing-song.
Yeah, they really are. They're such a great group of guys, and when they sing together, there's something magic about it.
Mm. I have been looking at your, and my jaw is on the floor, all your accomplishments and accents, and I guess we should be not be playing either boxing or tennis with you, because you are an aficionado, I understand. But you are, your musical gifts are just so remarkable, and we were both so deeply moved. I'm just wondering, when are you going to do a solo concert tour that we can enjoy?
Well, I'm currently under contract until May 2023.
So. Right.
But yeah, I write a lot of my own music and release that. But finding the balance between theatre and the music world is something I kind of work with.
Right.
But absolutely, at some point, that would be something I would be interested in. And on this job now, I'm writing a lot of folk music. I'm feeling very inspired by that. So maybe that's a good way to kind of tail off the tour.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I'll do a little stop in North America for you.
No, please, please let us know. Alwyn, sorry, I'm calling you Alwyn now. It's Parissa. That's what you've done. You have really brought the character to the forefront of our minds. Thank you so much for getting up early. We wish you a sensational run. I know that the production has just been extended to, I believe, January the 15th. So once again, best of luck. I hope you enjoy and stay safe in this wonderful first Canadian little winter storm here in Toronto. We've been speaking with Parissa Shamir, who plays the remarkable role of Alwyn in The Fisherman's Friends. Thank you so much, Parissa. Parissa, have a wonderful performance tonight.
No worries. Thank you so much. So nice to speak to you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Once again, that was Parissa Shamir, who plays Alwyn in The Fisherman's Friends. And yes, please do get your tickets at mervish.com, or you could call 1-800-461-3333. I'll give that number again, 1-800-461-3333. You'll be stomping in the aisles, your hearts will be a-soaring, you'll be flying, and you'll get to hear Parissa Shamir as Alwyn. Please do it.